May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 486. See from the dungeon of the dead our great deliverer rise, while conquest wreathes his heavenly head and glory glads his eyes. 486.
Thank you. chapter 3 together from the Holy Word of God, from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. Luke 24. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk, and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless to our souls the reading of his own word and help us now to pray. Most holy Lord God, as we are favoured to be found here in thine earthly courts at the time of the evening sacrifice, we do earnestly beg and beseech thee to come and make one in our midst. And O Lord, do come by thy Spirit. Do come by thy word. O do come, and as it were may we be found at Bethany. Lift up thy hands and bless us. For the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and addeth no sorrow thereto. And over we might be blessed this night, all that we might know thy rich blessing upon us. Though we may feel to be so unworthy, so undeserving, we may feel to be so sinful, so hard-hearted, so rebellious, so carnally minded, so far off. Lord, we may be like those two of whom we have been reading, communing and reasoning together, and very sad. And O Lord, thou knowest such, found here this evening, so troubled, so perplexed, so cast down, so bewildered, so confused. But none of this prevented the Lord Jesus from drawing near and going with them. Or that it might be so here tonight. O Lord Jesus, in thy great compassion, draw near. And come with us, we pray. For without thee we can do nothing. Lord, we're so dependent upon thee, upon thy help, upon thy Spirit. O Lord, do come. Make one in our midst. O Lord, do come and favour us. Come and speak to us. Come and manifest thyself. Reveal thyself, make thyself known. Grant to us, Lord, that living faith, that by faith we may look up and lift up our eyes and see no man save Jesus only. And again, Lord, as we have read, by our prayers, by our petitions, by our supplications, by our pleadings, by our beggings. May we constrain thee to abide with us. Might it be personally, might it be collectively, here in this cause of truth, amongst thy dear people in Zion. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. That we might so be enabled by faith to constrain thee to abide with us. Lord, leave us not, neither forsake us, O God of our salvation. Lord, we bemoan our sins. We bemoan our hard hearts. We mourn over self and all our backslidings and all our wanderings, all our carnalities, all our worldliness. Lord, forgive us. Lord, have mercy. But forsake us not, we pray. Lord, and hide not thy face.
Oh, there seems to be such a hiding of thy face. How often we feel to be walking in darkness and have no light. How often we feel to be mourning an absent God. Oh Lord, our prayers appear to go unanswered. And Lord, we're so tempted to give up. Oh, tempted to call no more on Jesus' name. Tempted to go back and to follow him no more. Lord, have mercy upon us, we pray. Oh, to be kept. Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. For who can tell? Oh, who can tell? Lord, turn our captivity, we pray, as the streams in the south. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Bless each soul gathered here this evening. Lord, may the gathering of the people be unto thee. We do pray for the young and rising generation. Lord, we feel especially for them. Oh, do remember them, Lord, and be with them in their schools, in their colleges, in their studies. Oh, keep them from all peer pressure. Oh, keep them from the ways of this wicked, evil, bewitching world. Oh, keep them, Lord, from turning aside from thy word, from thy ways. Oh, we know the temptations are very, very powerful. But Lord, oh, implant thy holy fear deep into their hearts. Lord, we do pray that they may be given kind and good friends. But oh, may they know that friend which sticketh closer than a brother. A friend indeed. Oh, a dear, a precious, a never failing friend. A friend who is so good. A friend who is so kind. A friend who is so understanding. A friend who is so compassionate. Oh, grant them that dear friend, the Lord Jesus. Oh, may they be taught their felt need of him. We pray that they may be taught to pray. To pray unto him. Lord, they may be in trouble, they may be frightened, they may be concerned, they may be confused, they may be, oh, so tried in various matters. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, then bless them each. Again, remember, dear parents, and grant all needed help and wisdom. And all in the midst of life, those who must go forth in their daily labours and go into the world, but oh, to be kept from the world, that do business in deep waters, bearing the heat and burden of the day, those of great responsibilities, oh Lord, do grant thy upholding strength and grace. And again, remember older friends, be with them, remember them, bless them, Lord, we pray, in their latter days. So we pray for each one present, and we pray for absent friends, and Lord, those at home with the little ones, those away at this time, those laid aside in affliction or sickness, those in lawful employments. Lord, remember each and every one, and bless his cause of truth. Oh, do work mightily in their midst. Make it manifest that thy spirit remaineth among them. And Lord, oh, we do pray, Lord, that the next time the church meets together, that it may be to hear the testimony of one or another who can declare with humble hope what thou hast done. Come and hear. All ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Then will I tell to sinners round, what a dear Saviour I have found. I'll point to his redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Oh, may it be so, to redound to thy honour and to thy glory. Bless the ministry of thy word here. Come up with thy servants who come from time to time. And, O Lord, do use them, do help them, but prosper thy word. And, Lord, again we see a church and people like us, sheep without a shepherd. Lord, could it please thee, Lord, to raise up an under-shepherd here? Thou hast promised to provide pastors. O, grant to this people one to pastor them. May it be Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. What we pray for here, we pray for each cause of truth and all the little hills of Zion. Lord, return unto Zion with mercies. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Oh, we live in very dark, evil, wicked days. Have mercy upon our guilty land and nation. All thy judgments are abroad in the land, for God is not mocked. And we do thank thee, Lord, for this lengthened out dry period, this dry season. We would acknowledge thy hand in it. And could it please thee, Lord, to grant some warmer weather? Lord, we pray this, that the sower may go forth to sow, and that which has been sown may both germinate and begin to grow, and in growing in humble hopes of an harvest. Lord, our eyes are upon thee. Oh, forgive us as a nation of those who desecrate thy day. O Lord, who have mercy upon our rulers and overrule them, frustrate them in their wicked ways, bring all their plans and schemes to confusion, overturn, and overturn. O, hear the cries of thy people who sigh and cry over the abominations that are done in our land. Oh, wicked men wax worse and worse. And Lord, it does appear that godly men, oh, become fewer and fewer. Oh, Lord, have mercy, we pray, and do turn the captivity of Zion. Remember thy people throughout the whole earth, those who do suffer persecution, those who do meet together in fear of their lives or in fear of the authorities, in fear of imprisonment, and those who are in prisons and such places for the gospel's sake. Lord, remember them. Oh, look upon the situation in the whole world. Lord, we are so comforted to know that thou art in control. Almighty God, the judge of the whole earth, who sitteth upon the throne, not a single shaft can hit, till the God of love sees fit. The hearts of all men are in thy hand. Man can go no further than that thou dost permit him. O Lord, who appear where there's warfare, where there's bloodshed, or where there's such troubles and tribulations. O Lord, may we consider these things. O Lord, truly we're living in the latter days. We know not when that day shall come. And the Lord Jesus shall return, but we know that it shall be as a thief in the night, unawares, all of a sudden. But oh, to be ready. Oh, to be ready. Now, Lord, do help us as we would further turn to thy word. Lord, may it be as we have read, then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Oh, speak to us through thy word. Compassion on us have, we pray, and empty send us not away. We ask all for Jesus' sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 570. The Lord on high his love proclaims and makes his goodness known. To men deserving endless pains, he gave his only Son. Hymn number 570.
Thus the Lord may be pleased to grant his gracious help. I would once again direct your prayerful attention to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28 and verse 5. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Matthew chapter 28, verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. I felt led to read to you that chapter, Luke 24. A most wonderful, beautiful, glorious chapter. A chapter full of hope. Really, in that chapter we read of those who loved the Lord Jesus and who were mourning his loss. His true disciples, who felt to be in so much darkness, so much sorrow, so much sadness. And yet throughout the chapter we have the dear Lord Jesus in his great love, compassion, revealing himself unto them, making himself known, turning their sorrow into joy. Oh, if ever there was such a sorrow at the loss of the Lord Jesus, if there was ever such joy in that revelation again of the Lord Jesus, once crucified, but now risen. Oh, how they would have so rejoiced with gladness to view the Lord Jesus again, risen from the dead. And you see how the Lord Jesus went to them, revealed himself, made himself known. We have that beautiful account of the road to Emmaus. And we have there those who are communing together and reasoned. We know one was Cleophas, and it has been suggested the other most probably his wife. And there they were returning home, so cast down, so dejected, and perhaps so confused. And perhaps they were as guilty as those other disciples we read of, when the dear women returned back from the tomb and said that they had seen the Lord, and the other disciples, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Or they didn't believe the report. Or they didn't believe what the women had said. Or perhaps they thought it was something in their imagination, something in their minds. No, for they had witnessed the Lord Jesus dead. Or they witnessed him buried. Or as if there can be no hope of his resurrection, of his rising again from the dead. But you see, all of this did not prevent the Lord Jesus from going to them, or if you will, coming to them, or reproving them for their unbelief. O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have prophesied, all that the word declares in the prophets, in the Psalms concerning me. What a sermon they would have heard. Oh, well, might they say, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us in the way and opened to us the scriptures? Oh, what a sermon that must have been. Well, might they constrain him. Oh, well, might they plead with him to abide with them. Oh, their hearts were united to him. And oh, at the breaking of bread, that revelation of the Lord Jesus,
Then straightway that returning to Jerusalem, where the 11 had seen the Lord Jesus. And then again the Lord Jesus comes into their midst. Peace be unto you. But again unbelief rises up. All that dreadful, terrible, besetting sin of unbelief. They were terrified and affrighted, supposing it had been a spirit. Just like earlier on upon the Sea of Galilee, when Jesus passed by, walking upon the water, they thought it was a spirit. They cried out, "It is I. Be not afraid." Oh, you see, the Lord Jesus comforting his people, reassuring his people, "It is I, the once crucified, but now risen Saviour. Fear ye not. Fear ye not." Oh, I believe there are those here who long for that revelation of the Lord Jesus. That personal revelation as your Saviour, your Redeemer. And I believe that you are found seeking Him. You're found seeking Him at the throne of grace. Oh, you're praying that in His mercy He would reveal Himself to you. You take up the language of the dear hymn writer. "This my incessant cry shall be, Jesus, reveal thyself to me." Oh, you cannot rest upon anything short. Oh, you cannot rest upon anything of anyone else, but it must be Jesus only. Oh, it must be that sight by faith of Him. Oh, it must be the hearing of your dear good shepherd, that you might be found amongst His sheep who hear His voice. Ah, like the church in the Song of Solomon prayed, "O thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken unto thy voice. Cause me to hear it." Oh, I remember praying that so many years ago now. And you meet with the Lord's dear people. And you see those who you know there is that work of grace, those who have testified of His grace, those who have been enabled to make an open profession of their faith in Him, those who you feel surely have heard the Lord's voice, heard Him speak, manifest as His sheep. But oh, you want that personal application yourself. You know that you cannot steal the word of God. What I mean by that is to misapply it. You know, there are places of worship around, professing Christians who seem to believe in duty faith, and they suggest that you see the promises in the word of God and you apply them to yourself. You give yourself that word that, "Son, daughter, thy sins have all been forgiven thee." But where do we see the Holy Spirit? Where do we see the power of the Spirit? Where do we see the unction? Where do we see the application? Or the application, the personal application of the words of the Lord Jesus, the words of the Lord upon your soul. You see, you dare not presume. Oh, no, you cannot do that. You want to hear the voice of your shepherd. You want to hear the voice of Jesus. Oh, you want Him to speak to you. Ah, say unto my soul, "I am thy salvation." And again in the psalm, similar word, "Remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Cause me to hear thy voice. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified." Now, in coming again with this word, my burden is in seeing these dear women who were in such darkness and sorrow. And yet by the appearance and by the words of the angel here, there was that beginning of the turning of their sorrow. If you will, the beginning of the light beginning to shine, the beginning of the turning of their captivity, the beginning of their bringing or being brought forth out of prison. I remember years ago when I was working nights driving around Surrey and Sussex, and the nights were dark, and especially in the countryside where there were no artificial lights, there was that looking forward to the first glimmers of the sunrise or daylight, and even on a clear morning or clear night, the light of the sun would be seen before the sun had even risen. And we always look forward to that time. The night perhaps had been long, and you look out at the darkness. But then, by and by, very, very early hours in the morning, depending upon the time of year, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, you can just about make out some light. You can just make out that the darkness is beginning to fade. You can just make out some daylight appearing. And of course that gets stronger or brighter and brighter. And then the rising of the sun. But it was especially just at the very beginnings, or when the light began to shine forth, began to come, in promise of the morning, in promise of the sun rising. And I see this word in a similar way. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Oh, how sorrow had filled their hearts. Yes, they had come seeking Jesus. Oh, but what a wonderful promise followed here. He is not here, for he is risen. And then again, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Ah, not only that he is risen from the dead, but then that promise, or that promise, that you shall see him. Oh, it might be spiritually, that desire to go to Galilee. Oh, the Lord direct us to Galilee, for there shall ye see him. You see, what I find here is the promise that the Lord Jesus will come. The promise that the Lord Jesus will appear. Oh, the promise that the Lord Jesus will make himself known. There shall ye see him. Fear not ye. Ah, what fears there are that we shall never find. Oh, great are the fears. Again, we think of the church in the Song of Solomon, when the church was seeking her beloved, but oh, she could not find him. And it caused anxiousness of heart. Oh, it caused sorrow. It caused distress. And there was that longing to find her beloved. By night, on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Ah, not on your bed, not slumbering, not sleeping. Oh, there must be that arising, that going forth into Galilee, that going forth in faith, that going forth upon your knees, or that going forth in prayer, that going forth into his word, that going forth into the means of grace. Or every time there's a service, you will be found in chapel seeking the Lord, or longing for his merciful appearing. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, in the broad ways I will seek him.
whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. No, not in the broad ways of this world. Oh, not in the broad ways of a profession of religion. Oh, not in the streets of this earth. No, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me. It has often been expressed as the ministers of the gospel preaching the word. They found me. Not the men in and of themselves, but the word of God. The word of God found me. The word of God came to me. Oh, the word of God taught me. The word of God instructed me by the application of the blessed Spirit. To whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Or to put it another way, sirs, we would see Jesus. Oh, that is such a good prayer in coming into the house of God. Sirs, we would see Jesus. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Oh, how the Lord by his Spirit so instructs his dear people to seek him, to seek that saving knowledge of him, yea, to seek the Lord while he may be found. Oh, you think of it, in the world tonight, there are those seeking their pleasure. There are those seeking their earthly profit. Oh, there are those seeking to please themselves. How very, very few, will be found in a house of God seeking Jesus. But we must come closer. No doubt there are many in places of worship, supposed places of worship, who say that they love Jesus, who say that they would worship God, who say that they are Christians, who would have a profession of religion, of Christianity. But would we find amongst those who truly seek Jesus? We have to come even closer. In true places of worship, amongst the Lord's living ones, how many are found truly seeking Jesus? There may be some longing for the amen, some looking at their watches, some longing for tomorrow, some longing to get back to the things of the world. Oh, how solemn. The Lord have mercy. The Lord quicken. The Lord awaken. Oh, what a wonderful mercy if we have come seeking Jesus. Seeking his word. Seeking his presence. Seeking his blessing. Seeking his favor. Oh, seeking that gospel feast. Oh, seeking that spiritual food. Seeking that word in due season. Seeking that revelation of the Lord Jesus to your soul. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. And where the Lord has taught his people to seek, they shall continue to seek in one sense every day. I believe amongst the Lord's living family, there will be that seeking the Lord every day of our lives. Yes, sometimes we get into a wrong spirit, a backslidden spirit. Oh, sometimes we're led astray. Oh, sometimes we wander from the Lord. But generally speaking,
where that faith is in exercise, there will be that seeking the Lord, seeking to know and to do his will, seeking which way to go. You see, in this way, if thy presence go not with us, or with me, carry us not up hence. To the exercised child of God, there is no desire to go in any pathway without the Lord's blessing, without the Lord's approbation, without the Lord going before. Ah, oh, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Again, thinking of those two upon the road to Emmaus, who were sad, who were troubled, who were perplexed. We think of those who may be here tonight in a similar pathway. And you walk in darkness and have no light. You feel that the Lord is hiding his face. Oh, you long to hear his voice. You long to feel his touch. You long to know his will. Or perhaps you've come, if I might reverently say, to a crossroads in your life and you know not which way to turn. Well, firstly, be still and know that I am God. Ah, oh, their strength is to sit still. Doesn't come to us naturally, does it? No, the poor mind has to work away, trying to work out what is best, what is most profitable, what is easiest, what is more flesh-pleasing. No, be still. What grace at times we need to be still and to wait upon God. Oh, to wait upon his will, to wait upon his way. Oh, how often we think of these words in the Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You see, the worldling would laugh us to scorn for such language. To lean not to our own understanding. The Lord who has perfect understanding, perfect wisdom. Ah, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. Oh, are we too proud to ask the Lord for wisdom? Are we too wise in our own eyes to seek wisdom from the Lord? Oh, may the Lord grant us that teachable spirit to be taught by him to know and to do his will. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Oh, how important it is to know the Lord's will, that we be kept from our own will. I think it was twice the Apostle Paul and his companions would go to certain places to preach, but we read the Spirit forbade them or suffered them not. They were prevented, you might say, by a shut door. That is, this is not the way. And we know from personal experience how painful, how upsetting, how distressing it can be, especially when we're trying to make it a matter of prayer, thought to know the Lord's will, and perhaps we had our hopes fixed upon this certain pathway. But the Lord has shut the door. And we've tried, or we're trying to force it open, but no, the Lord has shut it. We're being prevented. Oh, we're being disappointed. But may you find that our disappointments are God's appointments, and often it is the case for Lord having provided some better thing for us. Too wise to err, too good to be unkind. Fear not ye. Or perhaps as one here, you're full of fears that there will be no open door. Or you're full of fears that every door will be shut against you. You're full of fears that the Lord will not appear. You're full of fears that the Lord will not hear or answer your prayer. Or you're full of fears that the Lord will not provide for you. You're full of fears that the Lord will not help you or strengthen you or uphold you or go before you. Or you feel so utterly cast down. Fear not ye. For I know that ye seek Jesus. Oh, you seek Jesus to appear. You seek the Lord to go before. And he led them forth by the right way. God's way. Oh, to prove. And what a blessed thing it is in proving the Lord's ways are so much better than our ways. And dear friends, often it is looking back. Looking back to see, as for God, his way is perfect. But it follows, the word of the Lord is tried. But it follows, he is a buckler to all them that trust in him. Now listen to this. For my faults are not your faults, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Again, often it is looking back. Joseph could not understand God's way concerning him. But in looking back, he could say to his brethren, but as for you, ye meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. And you know, another word of comfort, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Well, all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, or to those who seek Jesus, to those who would follow him, to those who would trust in him, to those who would wait upon him. Be still. Oh, at times it can be the hardest thing to do, to wait. Even naturally speaking, we may have that impatient nature, want to be getting on, want to be doing something, want to be moving on. But oh, this spiritual waiting upon God, waiting his time, waiting his way, waiting his command. Oh, there can be such a powerful temptation to put your hand to something. Or such unbelief that the Lord will not appear, that your prayers will not be answered, and you feel so tempted just to go ahead anyway. Or be sure it will bring you into nothing but trouble and sorrow of heart. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Again, we think of the disciples being given commandment to go over the other side of the lake while he sent the multitude away. And he went up into a mountain to pray. And we read, and it was now dark, and Jesus had not come unto them. And we also read in another account that he saw them toiling in rowing. for the wind was contrary. Oh, dear friend, do you find in your pathway the wind is contrary? Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Seeking, that is, to trust in him and obey him and follow his command. I think we were speaking at tea time. Often when the Lord clearly appears in the matter and makes his will and mind very clear to discern, and one goes forth in humble obedience, that can be very, very tried. You think of Gideon as an example. How he so feared to go forth in the Lord's battle. Oh, he felt so insufficient. He felt to be so inadequate. He felt to be so weak, but the Lord had promised to be with him. And he wanted that promise confirmed with the fleece and the dew. He wanted it confirmed once, then he wanted it confirmed twice. He wanted to be absolutely sure that the Lord would be with him. And so the Lord performed the two miracles. And he went forth and 32,000 men came to join him. But that was too many for the Lord. Oh, at first, that army had to be reduced from 32,000. Was it down to 10,000? Or but 12,000 departed. And still that was too many. You see, once again his faith would be tried. And now reduced down to 300. 32,000. Down to 300. But you see, the Lord had promised to be with him. The Lord had promised that he would overcome. Oh, the Lord had promised that he would gain a victory. Oh, it's no good looking at the 32,000. It's no good looking at the 10,000. It's no good looking at the 300. No, it's looking unto Jesus. Oh, it's looking to the Lord alone. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. All ye seek is confirming word. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is a way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the left hand and when ye turn to the right hand. Fear not ye. And yet, how often we feel, or fear at times, to be forsaken, to be forgotten. Oh, how often the dear psalmist felt the Lord was hiding his face. How often he felt to cry and shout, but all my prayer he shut it out. Oh, how often he felt to be so cast down by the hardness of the way. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favourable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I've often considered when the Lord brought forth the children of Israel out of Egypt and how the Lord appeared for them on that Passover night and then led them down to that bay by the Red Sea and how the Lord most wonderfully appeared for them there, making a way for them where there was, to all natural reasoning, no way. Showing forth his almighty outstretched arm on their behalf and destroying their enemies. And all throughout their pilgrimage, they could look back to that spot, to that place, to that Ebenezer stone of help. Or they could look back to remember what the Lord had done for them and how the Lord had so delivered them. Oh, what a wonderful mercy if we also can look back to those Ebenezer stones of help. Oh, to those times when the Lord has appeared for us. We can say, Thou hast been my help. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me, when thou saidst, Seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. And that psalm finishes, Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, fear not ye. For I know that ye seek Jesus. We also read of two others who were found seeking the Lord Jesus. And oh, what sorrow and sadness and distress filled their hearts while for 3 days they were found seeking the Lord Jesus. Well, we are speaking of Joseph and Mary. That time when the Lord Jesus, at 12 years old, went with them to the temple in Jerusalem. And afterward returning home, they both presumed that he was in the company of the other. And yet the solemn truth was, he was in neither of their company. And what distress filled their heart when they realized there'd been a whole day's journey without Jesus because they presumed that he was in the midst when the truth was he wasn't. You know, dear friends, sometimes we can come to the house of God, we can come to chapel and presume that the Lord will be here. Now, I know we have his promise. That where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. But you see, ye who are spiritual, you want to know it personally. You want the felt presence of Christ to be known in your heart. And at times, we can be left of that dreadful sin of presumption. Or we can go forth in a certain pathway, presuming, because the Lord hasn't prevented us, that it must be right. And so we go forth, but without the Lord's blessing and approbation. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, oh, what sorrow must have filled their hearts. To go a whole day's journey, to go in a certain pathway, as it were almost expecting the Lord Jesus to be there to bless you. But when they found him not, oh, they turned back again to Jerusalem. They have to turn right back, leave a company, and return alone, the 2 of them, back to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. Really the first place they should have looked. Oh no, how the Lord Jesus lovingly reprove them. Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have saw thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. You see, the wonderful compassion and tender mercies of the Lord Jesus. Oh, he never cuts off his people. He chastens, he reproves, he rebukes, he scourges, he disciplines, he corrects, but he never cuts them off. They may feel to be cast out of his sight. They may feel to be forsaken. They may feel to be forgotten. Or they may look upon all of their dreadful sins. Their sins of wandering, their sins of backsliding, their sins of turning aside. But when they're brought to see their sins, then I believe there will be that returning unto the Lord, seeking Jesus. Oh, seeking his forgiveness, seeking his pardon, oh, seeking that he would yet have mercy and compassion. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Oh, this wonderful promise that the Lord will appear. The Lord will always appear unto his dear praying people. The Lord doesn't say unto his people, seek ye me in vain. The Lord doesn't teach his people to pray, only to deny them for what they're praying. The Lord doesn't draw his people unto himself, only to reject them and send them back again. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me. Every single one. Or they shall come with weeping and with supplications. Or they shall come confessing their sins. They shall come with that godly sorrow which worketh repentance. Or they shall come as it were upon their knees. They shall come by faith. They shall come pressing through the crowds. They shall come. And he that cometh unto me. He, if you will, he that seeketh me, I will in no wise cast out. Whether one is young, whether one is old, whether one is rich, whether one is poor, whether one is far, whether one is near. No, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Oh, that longing to find him, whom to know is life eternal. Oh, that seeking to hear his voice, that seeking to view his precious face as he shows himself through the lattice, and here we see through a glass, darkly by faith. Oh, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, and the Lord whom ye seek will suddenly come to his temple, that there will be that light shining forth out of darkness, that there shall be that bringing forth of the prisoner out of the prison. Or that there shall be forth, as the Lord Jesus preached, the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, many fears in the lives and pathways of the child of God. Many fear nots in the word of God. Ah, fear not, thou worm Jacob, I will help thee. Fear not ye. Oh, how often we fear where no fear is. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Ah, again, seek. This is the Lord's promise, which cannot be broken. Seek, and ye shall find. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening and Mr. Jonathan Buss next Lord's Day. He also hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 751. The Saviour lives no more to die. He lives the Lord enthroned on high. He lives triumphant o'er the grave. He lives eternally to save. 751.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost
be with you all.